This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, to our two, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, if you want to call in, please do. If you want to add two, take away, whatever the case might be. If you want to contend, Jude 3 and 4, you can have at that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. During the break, I only to prove the point because I knew it was already there, they're trying to highlight the fact that the governor of the state of Texas, Mr. Abbott, is creating new laws to stop illegals from coming in to a state. But I'm here to tell you, just like I knew it to be true, if you check state statute, friends, of course there already is laws in place stopping illegals from coming into America. If that wasn't the case, then why do we have Border Patrol? If that wasn't the case, why do they keep talking about building the wall? And why are there walls in place, friends? Because it's illegal for them to come over into America. Okay? And during the break, I checked out government codes concerning illegal immigration. Of course, it's already a law. So why would they do this? It's just a political stunt. They just want you to believe that Abbott's doing something about the issue. He's not. And I want to get back to the lieutenant governor here of the state of Texas, and I want you to listen for yourself as to what he has to say. Now, up to this point, a good portion of what he has said has been exactly right. And hats off to this guy over at Fox News that actually took the time to make reference to the law that already condemns the crime. Good for him. That is the first time I've ever seen them doing that. And maybe they're getting enough kickback from this show. Who knows? But now let's go over and let's listen to this guy. I mean, again, friends, it's just one of those guys where you look at him, it's like, how do you take him serious? He says everything great. Everything he said up to this point is spot on, but now listen to what he does, okay? Listen to what he does. This is the important factor here because this is a typical politician.
Oh. So that they get citizenship and a right to vote. They're already, John, 8 million people who have crossed the border. That would be enough to be the 13th largest state in the country today if they were all in one state.
See, this is, folks, this is an occupying army is what it is. Don't think otherwise. These are military-age men. They're not coming here, friends. They're being incentivized to come here. And again, for my weekend friends, Sheriff Mark Lamb told us last week, the illegals that are being drawn into America by your said treasonous representatives, he had made and brought to light concerning the fact that they get a $5,000 gift card to come into America by your federal government. That's your money they're stealing and giving to the illegals. And it just goes back to the old saying that, hey, folks, every step of the way, you're paying for your own demise. Government does nothing without people paying taxes to allow the government to do the things that they're supposed to constitutionally do. But I do want you to keep in mind, friends, that these said governors are the ones drawing them in. They get a $5,000 gift card to come into America by your federal and state governments, okay? They also get a phone. A free phone. Your government's giving them free phones. These are also the same individuals that once they get into America, the federal government stole your money and has given to the airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, to fly these illegals to the city of their choice. Something called sanctuary cities. Who's plundering you? Is it a foreigner that's doing this, friends? No, your government is using foreigners to plunder America. And if you think that's something new, folks, you better do a little history run. Because when a government has an issue with its own people and it has no means of overthrowing them, they look out and seek out for foreign mercenaries. Adolf Hitler did it. Joseph Stalin did it. Folks, they all do it. Matter of fact, Cromwell, if you know anything about the Oliver Cromwell back in the 1600s, he was the guy that dealt with the king because he was found out to be committing the act of treason by seeking out foreign armies to destroy his own political opposition in his own backyard. This is nothing new. I mean, Americans, you've been told for 60 years in this country, long before I was ever a part of the fight, as to how corruption within your system of government has been playing its cards against you. And now someone might say, well, Bradley, you know, that sounds like an insurrectionist. No, when someone makes reference to the law that condemns the crime, regardless if it's in P.S., that's for the American people. That is your responsibility, as is it the journalist's responsibility. That's why they have control over all of 94% of the narrative, because they don't want anybody calling out their conspirators. They want to give cover to their conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, and that's exactly what they've been doing to the Mockingbird media. Hey, folks, it's your responsibility to know the difference between the law. And it reminds me of 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was up on top of the mountain. And before going there, remember Jezebel had killed the prophets. And Ahab gave her permission to wear the pants and to tell him what pair of pants he was going to wear in every given day of the week. But keep in mind, in 1 Kings 18, it was King Ahab, the corrupt, evil, wicked king, that met that holy, lone prophet Elijah on the backside of the mountain. What's the first thing the corrupt king said to Elijah? He called him the troubler of Israel. And what did Elijah say back to the corrupt, evil king, Ahab? He said, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that's troubled the children of Israel. It's you and your father's house. Why? Because you have forgotten your father's commandments. You have a full-blown system of people working in alliance to overthrow your system of government. That's what this is all about. And we've been told this for decades in this country. Decades that this was in play. Hey, just go back a couple years, friends. What governor didn't stand against the plandemic? Are you with me? And just to show you that they're responsible for creating the crisis, who created this crisis, friends? This isn't a foreign government that's drawing them in. It's your government that's acting outside of their scope of authority. And let me make clear, just so nobody thinks that I'm trying to play soft with anybody or I'm trying to get out of something I said, I want to make clear that you understand this is the definition of treason. And for whoever can be indicted on treason and is guilty of treason, the American people need to hold them accountable for the act of treason, because, again, this is exactly what this is on all fronts. Once you understand that the solutions aren't created to solve the problems, but the problems are created to implement the solutions, then you will, only then will you understand just how evil the people creating all these problems really are. Now, I have to, on the other side of this break, get to this. I have to let you hear this Lieutenant Governor just undo everything he said by showing you what he's doing in that state. Again, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So I'm going to do it, okay? Lieutenant Governor, up to this point, everything he's said has been fantastic. Now, I want you to pay attention to what he does in face of what he says, because what he does is exhibits perfectly what an American politician has been allowed to do by the people. Check this out.
I agree, number. I want to ask you very quickly about this as well, because the Texas, yes, state of Texas has had to take matters into its own hands again. Chicago put restrictions, yes, on buses that were bringing migrants from Texas to that city. So now you're flying them in. Why?
Okay, so now what this guy's doing a great job. He really honestly is. He's making reference to the law. He's calling out this guy for what he's doing in spite of what he's saying. And he says, well, why are you busing them in? Now I want you to listen carefully. The lieutenant governor, along with Ron DeSantis, along with Greg Abbott, along with folks, Arizona, New Mexico, California, you know, if they're not on the fake side of politics, as they've created that political language that makes lies sound truthful, if they're not playing that game with them, they want to sell themselves as being the good guys, the Republicans, right? But what is the difference? I ask you right now, what is the difference? This news anchor just said you are busing them into America. In spite of what he just said, he now calls them out and says, okay, that's great. All that what you have said is good. But why are you busing them into America? Why are you not deporting them? Why are you importing them? Same exact thing Ron DeSantis did. Now check this out, folks.
You bet. You bet. Because we need to move them on to these blue cities and these blue.
We need to move them on into these blue cities. Well, wait a second. You just got done complaining about Joe Biden and his lies. What you're doing is you're selling yourself to the people that you're actually standing up against the illegals coming into America, but in fact, you're doing exactly what Joe Biden would have you do. These guys are sending them from Texas. Either they're busing them into America or they're flying them into what they call sanctuary cities, which they've already deemed treasonous and unlawful. Anybody paying attention? Anybody paying attention to what he just said? Absolutely. We got to get rid of these people. Why don't you just turn them around? Why don't you quit incentivizing them? Why don't you take away from them unconstitutional welfare? Hey, folks, you don't steal from those that work and give to those that don't. That's called theft. The government wants you to believe it's welfare. No, it is not. It's not legal. God condemns it. Read 1 Timothy 5:8 as well.
States, you know, these, quote, we're sanctuaries, come and be here. Well, mm-hmm. Until they came. Look, I passed a bill that banned sanctuary cities in Texas, but these other cities.
Okay, so he passed a bill that bans sanctuary cities, but he's still going to bus them into America, and he's still going to fly them into America. Does anybody see that there's no resolve? Does anybody see that the guy they're complaining about, namely Treasonous Joe, is actually finding that these are doing his biddings? Because that's exactly what they're doing.
Blue states said, no, come here. Well, now they're here, they don't want them. They're sending them elsewhere. We want to put pressure on blue states. But this president is so bad. Not only doesn't he care about a red
She's
state
a
like
politician.
Texas, who has a target on her back from his administration, he doesn't even care about the blue states. He doesn't care what's happening to New York City. He doesn't care about Chicago. He doesn't care about anybody.
Okay, now he's blaming Joe Biden for not caring about blue cities. It doesn't exist again, friends. But wait a second. Joe Biden is cold. He's a liar. And the fact of the matter is, now he's blaming Joe for all of this, while in fact what he's doing is busing and flying the illegals into those cities that he said Joe Biden didn't care about. Folks, if you're confused, it's because they're confused. But I can tell you this, they have one objective. And it's the overthrow of the sovereignty of America. Like it or not, that's exactly what it's about.
A policy that I said is designed to help take over this country long term. And these people who are coming here, most of them, if they got to a court in a short time, they would not be given asylum because they're mostly single adult males that are coming in. They would be sent back. Almost everyone who goes to court gets sent back. But these people, they get a trial date for 5, 8, 10 years from now. We're going to put them on planes, we're going to put them on trains, we're going to put them on buses, we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to get them out of Texas. I want to send them all.
Okay, so he just told you. What he just told you, we're going to put them on planes, we're going to put them on buses, we're going to put them on trains if we have to. We're going to get them out of Texas. What's the difference? I want someone to tell me. What is the difference between him and Joe Biden? Same thing with Ron DeSantis. What's the difference between him and Joe Biden? Because they're doing Biden's biddings. It's double talk. Americans, this is what you're used to. Somehow or another, you believe that this guy, especially you people in Texas right now, believe for some reason or another that this guy's doing the right thing by busing them out, by flying them out, by putting them on a train into some other city or state in our union, as if to suggest that is not a part of the United States of America. You cannot make up what people put up with. You honestly cannot. I think this guy did a fantastic job in his interview. I don't know who he is, but I'll tell you what. I hope to get the opportunity to actually be interviewed by him because I think he did a fantastic job. Again, just for the record, I don't get to say that very often, but I just think he did, again, a fantastic job. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to just kind of switch topics a little bit. You know, we're in the Christmas season, and everybody's out there. And I haven't seen anything in the contrast when it comes to what they're promoting. They're promoting Jesus being born, and praise God for it. It talks about it in Luke 2 and 3. Now you got to follow my thought through here, because just over the last week, what I like to do is when I see error, I like to go into Scripture, I like to dig it up, and I like to give you the word as to what it says in contrast to what you're being told by the professors that don't read the word for themselves. And this is just one such topic. you know, again, what people do is they love Christmas, and I love the season too. But the fact of the matter is, when you pay attention to what it's really about, it's actually being sold to you completely upside down on its head, backwards. Did you know that? You know, I almost feel like letting this guy just tell you, because rather than me read it off, but I do have some information I need to share with you.
To let the green heating company,
you guys all know who Pat Robertson was, right? Pat Robertson, he was interconnected with the Bushes. He was a Mason. He was on the front of Time. You know, as a matter of fact, I want to just pull it up. Pat Robertson. I mean, the guy has said some really way out there things. He was a total evolutionist. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. And yet, somehow or another, people bought him as being a Christian or a spokesperson for Christians. Now, here, if you look at the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see real quick, he's got the bear claw, the Mason claw, on Time magazine. It's very popular. If you want to know why he got his own broadcast network, that probably should help you understand a little bit as to what we're dealing with here. I could play videos of Pat Robertson. You got to understand something, friends. Satan likes to add truth with the lie. And I got to tell you, Pat Robertson did a lot of that. And I remember one the piece he did on evolution, he just kind of went after the people for not believing it. And he was talking about billions of years ago. I mean, it was like, whoa, which made perfect sense as to why he was put on Time magazine. I mean, because he's a player, right? Well, he's the one that brought this up, but I got to say this, and truth be told, in this particular situation, it's true. And I know that this is going to bend some people the wrong way. So I'm trying to give it from both directions, but I want to play this for you because this is Pat Robertson talking about the pagan origins of Christmas. And folks, you ready for this? What he said is absolutely true in this particular topic. Check this out.
I have friends who do not celebrate Christmas because they say December 25th is really a pagan holiday. While I agree that Jesus may not have been born on December 25th, he certainly was born as described in the Bible. How do I respond to them?
Well, in a sense, tell them they're right. You see, the winter solstice, a couple of days later, was the shortest day of the year, and the pagans had something called Saturnalia. And it was a time of lawlessness because all the laws were suspended. And people, a bunch of singers were actually wandered the streets naked singing. And then they had orgies, sexual orgies.
Okay, we got another break coming up on us, folks. I'm going to play this when we come back. I'm going to play the whole thing. And it's only 2 minutes long. And then I want to highlight some other things because, folks, in America, you're taking the birth of Jesus and the purpose that he was born completely upside down. If we hold the scripture, we're always going to learn something. And if we can put our feet upon the rock and say he's right and I'm wrong, we're always right. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website on Thursday notes that the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for model years 2021 through 2023. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Yeah, there was, again, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, but I always want to back up what I know to be true, and I just want you to see it for yourself. When you can agree with your enemy, folks, I'll tell you what, there's something not right. But again, if you understand that he's a Mason, he sold himself out, he sold his soul, but they put him up as a spokesman for the Christian religion, you know something's seriously wrong. But here you have NBC News highlighting the fact of what I see in the interview on, and it kind of kicked me back a little bit, but I was a baby Christian during that particular time, but it made me all the more. It jarred me into the reality of the reason of sticking to the word so closely. And the reason being, Pat Robertson embraces evolution. If you fight science, you're going to lose your children, he said. And then he basically condemns the word. Pat Robertson shoots down the theory that the planet is only 6,000 years old. Well, you can go ahead and shoot it down all that you want to. I mean, it's like throwing rocks up against a rock wall. It's just going to reflect, right? It's going to rebound back onto you. Better for you to, you know, fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you, Pat Robertson. And hopefully that happened before you actually met your maker. But you conflict in a lot of ways. But I do have to say in this particular case, folks, and again, it's not agreeing with my enemy. It's agreeing with the Word of God in the history that you're about ready to hear. This is a Robertson admitting to the full pagan origins of Christmas. And again, you got to keep in mind what he's telling you in this particular case is exactly true. And I'm not here to snow or rain on your parade. I'm just giving you the facts. because a lot of people know what I'm sharing with you right now, okay? And it is an issue of the heart, as you will hear in just a moment. Check it out.
I have friends who do not celebrate Christmas because they say December 25th is really a pagan holiday. While I agree that Jesus may not have been born on December 25th, he certainly was born as described in the Bible. How do I respond to them?
Well, in a sense, tell them they're right. You see, the winter solstice, a couple of days later, was the shortest day of the year, and the pagans had something called Saturnalia, and it was a time of lawlessness because all the laws were suspended, and people, a bunch of singers, were actually wandered the streets naked singing, and then they had orgies, sexual orgies. It was a mass thing. Well, when the Catholic Church came along in Italy, the Romans and others didn't want to give up their holidays, so they said, okay, we'll Christianize it. And so they said, okay, we'll say the birth of Jesus was the 25th of December. And then there was a monk who began to add it up. You see, if you read in Luke, it says there's a census taken when Quirinius was governor and so forth and so on. And they could take those leaders and figure the exact time dating from the foundation of Rome. And that's when the dates were established. And so,
now listen to what he says here.
The date. But to say it's the 25th, shepherds were out abiding in the field. It gets a little cold at night. I mean, were they out there in the middle of winter? I don't know. I've been out there on the shepherd's field and on Christmas Eve. It's very nice. But it's cold. And nevertheless, I mean, what was going on? So all this business about mistletoe, pagan. Christmas trees, pagan. Giving out gifts, pagan. Every bit of it is pagan. Every single bit of it is pagan. We've Christianized it all. And so that's good. And so we have time. We celebrate for Jesus. Everybody gets all misty-eyed. But the truth is, they're all pagan. But the birth of Jesus.
But the intent of the heart is what it's about.
Exactly. So we have Christianized all these things. We give gifts in the name of Jesus. We celebrate his birthday. And it's a nice thing. And
so, okay, so you guys get the gist of it, right? And it really is an intent of the heart. I mean, that's why I get when I hear people just kind of nitpick about everything people are doing during the Christmas season. Yeah, it's just like, really? Dude, it's an issue of the heart. I can tell you that I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this whole Christmas, you got to go on buy presents for everybody, this, that, and the other thing, it has nothing to do with Christmas. I mean, really, Christmas, in this sense of the word, as to what they're highlighting here and what most highlight today, is God sending his son to die for us on the cross as the propitiation for the sins of the world, that we have been redeemed through his blood. We have been reconciled back unto him through the death of his son. And Christmas has nothing to do with it. It has something to do with his birth. Praise God. It has something to do with his birth. But again, putting this upright and putting it into perspective so people can really understand what it's about, I want to give you a little more history on this topic than you may know. Okay? Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." But for what purpose? That's where people stop here. Just let me give you a fast fact, and I'll say it slow, and I'll let you chew on this for a moment. Theologians believe that Christ was born between 6 B.C., or 4 B.C. This is how it was written. Okay, scholars say that he was born between September and March. Orthodox Christians celebrate his birth on January 7th. And in the West, Christmas is celebrated on the 25th of December. Now, just keep in mind what I was just about ready to say a moment ago, is when you look at what's going on through the corporate, how the corporations have just divulged themselves on these holidays, and they make and they create all these holidays. I mean, Christmas. I mean, you take a guy that has a white beard and he's dressed up like Santa, and you sit on his lap and tell him what Christmas, what they want for Christmas. It's like, what does that have to do with the birth of Christ? That's confusing your child. What about Easter? What do? You teach your kid to go do a bunny or a basket hunt, and what do you find? You find bunnies and you find eggs in a basket. You're confusing your kids. That is pagan. What does that have to do with the resurrection of Christ? As a matter of fact, it angers me when I see professed Christians do it. Even on Halloween, they'll have Hallelujah days. You have the church celebrating pagan holidays by just trying to reverse things or try to do things like it, but not just like it. You know, instead of Halloween, let's just have a Hallelujah day and dress up like biblical figures. Okay, that's fun, that's cute, but what are you really doing? You're teaching them really what about Halloween? What is Halloween really about? And you guys know what Halloween is about, right? Where it's a bunch of druids that went from door to door, knocking on people's castle doors and telling them to give me one of your possessions, and if you don't give me one of your possessions, we're going to put a curse on your house. That's what you're teaching your kids. And isn't it interesting on Halloween how the American people, and again, a majority of those that profess to be Christians, a lack thereof, teach their kids, go ahead, dress up like the devil, dress up like this Marvel superstar or that superstar like Spider-Man or Thor or the Hulk or whatever the case, Superman. You know, if you really think about it, all of that is set in the place of what? Creating an idol before the living Christ. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh. What do the parents teach their kids? To go ahead and put on something that you are not. Even when my kids were growing up, friends, I'll tell you what, even if they put like something on that said something or promoted something different than who they were in Christ, I said, well, what do you have that on there for? That's not who you are. Our identity, Americans, our identity is who we are in Christ as Christians. Not how we can become like the world and still call ourselves Christians. That's hypocrisy, and the world is sick of it. And quite frankly, so am I. So let me go back to this, okay? So theologians believe that Christ was born between 6 BC or 4 BC. Scholars say that he was born between September and March. Orthodox Christians celebrate his birth on January 7th. And in the West, Christmas is celebrated on December 25th. You know, and just making a point concerning the corporations, they love holiday, friends. They love holiday because they go in for the kill. And look at all these holidays they just create. Valentine's Day. I mean, my goodness. And the government loves it too because it's another day off for them, right? A day off from the days that they shouldn't be having off anyways because they shouldn't be there in the first place. How does that sound? And that is the truth of the matter. So, with that, I want you to understand that everybody loves to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. And rightfully so. But, what did the disciples commemorate? What did the disciples memorialize? Okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just going to leave it there for a moment. What did the disciples commemorate? What did the disciples memorialize? Was it the birth of Christ? Or was it the death of Christ? I want you to think about that. What did the disciples memorialize? What did they commemorate? The birth or the death of Christ? Now, I know that there's many traditional images that we have surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh, born in a sinless human being, or born a sinless human being, and he dwelt among us. John 1, of course. We see images of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in a humble stable all over the country. We see cows around them, oxen, a donkey, and some sheep, maybe some goats with a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. We see it all over the country, right? Yep, we do. The shepherds worshipped him, and the wise men bowed before him as they presented their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing by, though I hate to rain or snow on your parade once again, but guess what? The little drummer boy is not found within scriptures. Okay? We also think about the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night. I bet that was an awesome scene to be a part of. These shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks which produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. I'm going to come right back to this. And I'm going to, again, folks, give it to you slow, because we're in the Christmas season right now, but I want to ask you, in light of your candor, what did the disciples commemorate? What did they memorialize? The birth or the death of Jesus Christ? Just think about it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Most people just gloss over the information that I'm giving to them. They just believe everything they're told. Christmas is about a little baby. Well, then what does it have to do with the man sitting there, a big jolly fellow that lives in the South Pole, giving gifts to kids? Though they have to be nice, not naughty, what does that have to do? Oh, so what, Bradley? We're just adding that to, you know, our Christmas celebration. We love the pagan gods. Well, that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. And one of the things that I'm taking the time to do right now is to straighten the record, because the fact of the matter is, friends, the disciples nowhere in Scripture will you find them celebrating Christmas. Not even the birth of Christ. Though you'll find it in Scripture being prophesied, the fact of the matter is they didn't commemorate. They didn't memorialize his birth. They memorialized his death. And I was just talking about the fact that we see all of these traditional images, and it's all correct. And I'm talking about the birth of Jesus. I'm talking about Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus in a humble stable. I'm talking about seeing the little sheep. And I'm talking about the donkeys, the goats, the cows, and the oxen laid out in straw. That's all scriptural. Yep. And the shepherds worshipped him, and the wise men bowed before him. That's all found in scripture as well, friends. Sticking to scripture, holding to the word of God. But we start to see things creep in, like Santa Claus, which has nothing to do with it. And no, friends, the Grinch had nothing to do with the birth or death of Christ. But what we do see, friends, is we see a little drummer boy, which is really cool. I like the initiative. I like the intent and the heart of what they did back when it was in the 50s or 60s. I remember watching it when I was just a little kid, only to find out that is not in Scripture. Good idea, but good ideas are not God ideas. And it wasn't a God idea because it's not in Scripture. Right? And then what we find is a dramatic, brilliant, and startlingly angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds, and I bet that was absolutely awesome. And then we find out that these shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks, which produced, listen carefully, this is what's important, unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. And what do we see in Luke 10 through 12? And the angel of the Lord said unto them, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. A Savior. A Savior from what? A Savior from sin. A Redeemer. Okay? This is what people overlook, which is Christ the Lord, and he shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So the Greek word for manger is phatne, translated as manger in most English translations of the New Testament, and it means stall, S-T-A-L-L. The sign to the shepherds was finding the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, especially strips of cloth wound around the baby, lying in a stall. And how could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find the baby Jesus? Listen to the details. In Micah 5:2, it tells us a ruler, the Savior, would come out of Bethlehem. This was confirmed by the chief priests and the scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newly born king. Matthew 2:2. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, there was a former military watchtower that was called in Hebrew Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock. And yes, it's in Scripture. The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined and later be used for a sin offering in the temple of Jerusalem. The structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes, which were about to bear their lambs. And we're also told that there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from the king, damage, and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable for sacrifices unto the Lord. Micah 4:8 tells us, and thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. So, at the direction of the angels, these shepherds who knew, raised, cared for, and closely examined sacrificial lambs understood exactly where to find and examined the newborn king in the tower of the flock. There's an anointing on this. Isaiah 10:27, lying in a stall, a manger, where the lambs were to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. Folks, you want to talk about the specificity of the living God? Oh my goodness. And we find these specifics throughout the Word of God. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his only begotten Son, the perfect Lamb of God, right? Hey friends, listen carefully. What did John the Baptist say of Jesus? Oh, look, there's Jesus, the one that was born. Did he commemorate the birth? No, he said, look, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world in John 1:29. Everybody loves Christmas. We get together, we eat, we give presents to each other, the lights are beautiful, and then there's a little baby. Baby Jesus. Yep, this is modern day. Misunderstanding. Baby Jesus, who I ask, cannot get excited about a little baby. Baby Jesus. especially Jesus, the Son of God. As a matter of fact, people make much ado about the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But did you know that in the Bible we can find no record that the early church ever celebrated Christmas? Interesting. I'm not saying that it's wrong to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Absolutely not. Praise God that he was. But it wasn't his birth that redeemed me. It was his death. Yet the early church did not memorialize or commemorate the birth of Christ. It memorialized the death of Christ, and it is called the Lord's Supper. Right? So, therefore, the more carnal a person seems to be, the more they will make much of his birth and less, and make much less of his death. Now, only a spiritual mind is going to catch what I'm saying here. See, folks, in America, they love to celebrate the cradle, yet they hate the cross. Isn't that interesting? Where's redemption? At the cross. The law doesn't drive us to his birth. It drives us to the foot of Christ, the risen one. And the same crowd, that same giddy crowd that will be dancing around the cradle on Christmas, America, on Christmas evening, they'll be dancing around the Christmas tree, making merry, will be the same ungodly, giddy crowd that will be in a drunken stupor on New Year's Eve singing the devil's songs. Why? Because they don't understand why he was born and what he was born for. Okay? You see, they don't see this baby as the sovereign king. They don't see him as the sinless deity, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. Praise God for that. Praise God for the Father's sacrifice through his Son on Calvary. They don't see him as the sacrificial Savior who's going to die a death and ignominious, very shameful, reproachful, dishonorable death on the cross. Ignominious death, right? Not trying to use big words, I just gave you the definition. Very shameful, reproachful, or dishonorable death on the cross. And shedding his blood is the propitiation of the sins of the world. That's why Christ was born. The American people, once again, have it upside down. They have no idea. The majority of them, even in the church, easily, hands down, have no understanding of the purpose of Christ here on this earth. If you read 1 John 2:2, you'll understand perfectly. If you read John 3:16, you'll understand perfectly. 1 John 4:10, perfectly. Hereby we perceive the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brother. In John 15:13. Here it is, love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. So, I digress. Going back to my point, did the disciples commemorate, did they memorialize his birth or his death? And if that's the case, then what are the American people doing? Oh, by the way, when you meet him at the cross, that is the power of God unto salvation. And that's the very place that the church stays away from the most. They're lured away in entertaining themselves out and selling themselves out to the devil and bowing down to him and taking all that the world has to give him. Instead of going to the cross, denying themselves and taking it up and following him and giving people the true meaning of what we're called to do on this earth as it is in heaven. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. What is that, friends? We follow Christ. We take up our cross. We follow him. But if we don't understand the cross and we don't understand who he is, then what are we doing celebrating Christmas if we have an upside down understanding of what it is all about? We need an upright understanding. And what I'm going to do, friends, I'm going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com on the live feed right now, and I'm going to put it into the comment section, and you can go ahead and dissect that well. But again, hold the scripture. It's on the comment sections. Go ahead, check it out. It's the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll be with you on Monday, on Christmas Day, okay? We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.